If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Go ahead and pray them old rumper room baby carnal prayers. That's what you're supposed to pray, you're carnal. I don't expect for you to pray in tongues because you're carnal. Carnal Christians are unstable. There's no stability in their faith. There's no stability in their faith. You have a short burst of faith. You'll hear the word, and while you're here, you're so strong and so ready to go. But as soon as you go outside and bump into just a little resistance, that faith will end right there. Your short burst of faith. You have faith just as long as there ain't nothing going wrong. You have faith just as long as there are no challenges in your life. Carnal Christians only have faith when it feels good. Carnal Christians. Carnal Christians, they stay in the primary department. Jesus wept. They stay in the primary department. Salvation, love, they stay in the primary department. They can't ever go to nothing deep. Salvation, salvation, yeah, born again. But don't talk about no deep revelation, because carnal Christians can't handle nothing except it makes sense to their flesh. Carnal Christians yield to temptation. Carnal Christians don't resist temptation. Carnal Christians get up there, and when the temptation comes, they just fall right into the temptation. Every single time, carnal Christians don't want to resist. I mean, you think, well, just because some fine lady come your way, that, you know, you're supposed to fall. You're not supposed to fall just because you have a temptation. Listen, just because you get an erection, man, doesn't mean you're supposed to fall. Y'all ain't hear what I'm talking about. Y'all should have been looking at me like I'm crazy. Just because you have a heart on doesn't mean you're supposed to go to bed with that person. You go somewhere, take a cold shower, eat some potato chips or something, but it doesn't mean you have to fall into temptation. How you like me now? And don't look at me funny like that, because I'm telling you right now, I'm talking about Christians. Christians that go to this church, world changers, sleeping with people, having more sex than married folks have. And you looking at me like it's a strange thing. When I'm wondering what color were the sheets you were rolling around in last night. Carnal Christians. You get an erection, like, I'm supposed, I can't help it.
Don't make me come down a little lower where you are. Now, I'm trying to remain tactful.
Christians! Just cause an old slut come whisper in your ear, tell my baby I got something for you. Does that mean you're supposed to go out and do something with him? At church, in the church. I'm not talking about the world. Natural people supposed to go to bed with one another. Natural people, that's what they do. Natural people have sex out of marriage all the time and in marriage all the time. That's what natural people supposed to do. But I knew, you know, maybe on the other hand, that's what you're supposed to do because you are carnal. So maybe on the other hand, you're only doing who you are. I mean, you know, what color of the sheets you're going to be rolling around in tonight? I mean, you're carnal. I mean, that's what carnal people do. They yield to temptation, and then they don't ever resist it. They just yield. So they're carnal people, you know. See, you've never sweated blood. So don't come telling me you've resisted. Because my next question is going to be, did you sweat blood? No. Well, you didn't resist long enough. You didn't resist hard enough. I'm tired of all this junk about we yield to stuff and keep making excuses for yielding, but we don't understand the reason we're yielding is because we're a carnal man. And we need to start growing up. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you'll be going to bed with somebody tonight. I don't know. Maybe you might be smoking reefer. You know, the game is on. I mean, it's the playoff. Might as well smoke reefer. You know, carnal people, maybe you got your beer in the refrigerator. It's getting real cold, so you can drink your beer. And I don't know. Maybe you'll go and cuss your wife out real, real good. I mean, that's what carnal people do.